Questions 19 to 22 are based on the following news report. You now have 20 seconds to read the questions. Over the past 2 months, a group of secondary school students have taken turns to clean private cars early in the morning before going to school. Every day at dawn, two students from a Form 2 class at Kung Lee College have headed for a block of luxury flats in Tai Hang Road to wash and mop private cars. The students were not trying to make a few dollars for pocket money. They were trying to help a classmate. This classmate's father, who worked as a cleaner at the building, was admitted to hospital recently with a serious heart disease. His daughter, left by herself and with no other relative in Hong Kong, faced the biggest problem in her life. To help her pay the medical expenses, the girl's classmates volunteered to help her by doing the cleaning job on her father's behalf. However, the student's enthusiasm failed to change her tragic fortunes. Her father died. The students then chipped in with their savings to pay for the funeral expenses. They also called on residents of the building and asked them to contribute. In addition, they took turns in taking their classmate to their homes to comfort and console her. However, she recently returned to her home, a 70-square-foot cubicle in the basement of the building, as she wanted to be independent. Although I've come across much misfortune, I've not lost hope. I want to be a useful person, and I want to find a meaningful job, she said yesterday. She said she had no immediate plans, although her ambition is to continue her studies and become a nurse. You have 1 minute to answer questions 19 to 22. Questions 23 to 25 are based on the following story. You now have 15 seconds to read the questions. Honey, the basketball game is about to start. Could you bring me some chips and a bowl of ice cream? And a slice of pizza from the fridge.
Anything else?
Nope, that's all for now. Hey, hon, you know, they're organizing a company basketball team. and I'm thinking about joining. What do you think?
Humph.
Humph? What do you mean, humph? I was the star player in high school.
Yeah, 25 years ago. Look, I just don't want you to have a heart attack running up and down the court.
So what are you suggesting? Should I just abandon the idea? I'm not that out of shape.
Well, you ought to at least get a physical before you begin. I mean, it has been at least 5 years since you played at all.
Well, okay.
And you need to watch your diet and cut back on the fatty foods, like the ice cream. And you should try eating more fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And you should take up a little weight training to strengthen your muscles, or perhaps try cycling to build up your cardiovascular system. Oh, and you need to go to bed early instead of watching TV half the night.
Hey, you're starting to sound like my personal fitness instructor.
No, I just love you, and I want you around for a long, long time.
Thanks. You have 45 seconds to answer questions 23 to 25. This is the end of Part B.
练习七。
Part A. You will hear 10 short dialogues. For each dialogue, there is one question and 4 possible answers. Choose the correct answer. A, B, C, or D.And mark it in your test booklet. You will have 15 seconds to answer the question, and you will hear each dialogue only once. Now, look at question 1.
Number 1. How's your new flat?
Oh, it's okay, thanks.We've been there a month now, and I think we're going to like it. Number 2. I'll tell you more when I see you next week.
Can't you ring me?
No, unfortunately. My phone's still out of order. Number 3.Have you seen the ski shop that's just open in the high street?
Yes, it opened last week, didn't it? I haven't been in there yet. Number 4. I shall have to go into hospital sometime to have an operation on my leg.
Are you on the waiting list?
Yes, I've been waiting for 3 years. Number 5. I may drive up to London on Saturday. There are one or two things I need to do there.
I'd go early if I were you. The motorway can get very busy, even on a Saturday. You may get stuck in the traffic. Number 6. How were your photos like?
I'm afraid none of them came out.
Number 7. Have you got any aspirin? I've got a terrible headache.
I'll just look. I think I've got some in my bag. Oh, no, sorry. I haven't got any. Number 8. I just want to look at these jugs. I'm going to buy my mother one for her birthday.
Those glass ones are nice.
Number 9. I'm tired. I'm having next week off.
That's a good idea. The break will do you good. Number 10. There is going to be a bus strike tomorrow.
It will be all right if it is a fine day. But if it is wet, there will be long queues on the underground.
This is the end of Part A. Part B. You are going to hear 4 conversations. Before listening to each conversation, you will have 5 seconds to read each of the questions which accompany it. After listening, you will have time to answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. You will hear each conversation only once. Mark your answer in your test booklet. Questions 11 to 14 are based on a conversation at an information center. You now have 20 seconds to read the questions. Good afternoon.
Hello. I wonder if you could help me. I've just arrived here, and I'm looking for somewhere to stay.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me where I can find a cheap hotel?
Certainly. There are a few around here, but the nearest and one of the nicest is just around the corner. It's called the Euro Hotel. Would you like me to phone to see if they have a room?
No, that's okay. I'll just wander around there myself. Ah, another thing. I need to change some traveler's checks, but I don't know what time the banks close.
They close at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Right, thanks. This is a very pretty town, isn't it? It looks terribly old. Have you any idea how old this town is?
Yes, it was founded in the 13th century.
Really? As old as that? Wow. Well, I'd better get going. Oh, I'm not sure if we're near the center of town because I've only just arrived.
Yes, this square out here is just about the center.
Thanks very much. Thanks for your help. I'll go to... Oh, sorry. I can't remember which hotel you suggested.
The Euro Hotel.
The Euro. Thanks a lot. Bye.
You have 1 minute to answer questions 11 to 14. Questions 15 to 18 are based on an interview. You now have 20 seconds to read the questions.
So, Martin, what sports do you play?
I play football, volleyball, tennis, and table tennis. But volleyball is my favorite game, as it's a team game and you can play it with your friends and enjoy it as a team.
Is it quite a fast game as well?
Yeah, it's a fast game, and that's another reason why I like it.
How exciting.
Yes.
Where do you play then?
I play at local sports centers, more during the winter, and sort of play in tournaments around England. I also, in the summer, play beach volleyball.
Is beach volleyball different from the volleyball you play in the centers?
Yes, it's a very different game. Instead of 6 players on a team, it's only 2 players.
You mentioned you played in tournaments. Now, do you do quite well in the tournaments?
Yes. I've played for Southwest England. And we've got through to the semifinals of different England tournaments. And for Wessex, my other volleyball team, we've actually won a few tournaments. So yes, I've done quite well.
Oh, well done.
You have 1 minute to answer questions 15 to 18. Questions 19 to 21 are based on an interview. You now have 15 seconds to read the questions. Who do you work for at the moment, Ms. Mann?
I work for the BBC World Service.
Ah, and how long have you worked for the BBC?
I've been with the BBC for 5 years. Yes, exactly 5 years.
And how long have you been their German correspondent?
For 2 years.
And what did you do before the BBC?
I worked as an interpreter for the EU.
As you know, this job is based in Geneva. Have you ever lived abroad before?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have.
And when did you live abroad?
Well, in fact, I was born in Argentina, and I lived there until I was 11. Also, I lived and worked in Brussels for 2 years, when I was working for the EU.
That's interesting. Have you traveled much?
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. I've traveled all over Western and Eastern Europe, and I've also been to many parts of South America.
And why did you go to these places?
Well, mostly for pleasure, but 3 years ago I went back to Argentina to cover various political stories for the BBC.
You have 45 seconds to answer questions 19 to 21. Questions 22 to 25 are based on a talk. You now have 20 seconds to read the questions.
Spain is famous for its unusual lifestyle. For example, Spanish people usually have lunch at 2:30 p.m. and dinner at 10 o'clock p.m. People don't usually go to bed before midnight. Visitors to Spain often ask, when do Spanish people sleep? The Spanish sleep less and go out more than other Europeans. The Spanish love walking, and they often go for a walk around town in the evenings. At 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights, the bars and restaurants are full. The cinema is very popular in Spain. 25% of adults go to the cinema once a week or more. But Spanish nightlife really starts at midnight. A lot of disco bars don't close before 6 o'clock in the morning. In Valencia, on the east coast of Spain, some discos open at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Only about 21% of the population go to church. On Sundays, many people go to the country or to the beach. Spanish people often go away at weekends, at Easter, and at Christmas. Many families have a house in the country and go there in the summer. People often sit in traffic jams on Sunday evenings. And on 1st August, 12 million cars are on the road.
You have 1 minute to answer questions 22 to 25.